Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lanny Fritteri, Waynesburg University. And of course, you know him for many years as the voice of the Pirates for 30-plus. And now you can hear him doing basketball, high school basketball playoffs. Lanny, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and John. And, John, I need to get you to come down to Waynesburg. I teach an announcing class in the fall. Larry has been there. I'd love you to come down this fall. Promise me you'll do that.
Well, we'll see what we can work out there, Lanny. How's
that? Really great. It's really great.
Hey, that's a real strong commitment.
Yeah, really.
Larry has referred to you numerous times this morning as a presidential aficionado. How did you become such?
Well, first of all, I was positively affected by President John Kennedy. I vividly remember where I was when President Kennedy was inaugurated on January 20th, 1961. And then after that, taking high school courses and reading about the presidents. And then what was really significant in my life is that my son David saw all the presidential books in my house and the memorabilia I had collected. And so David and I started visiting presidential homes
And
presidential grave sites, and it was really a tremendous hobby for the two of us to share. And as a matter of fact, David and I went to the 1993 inauguration of Bill Clinton, and what a tremendous memory that was for both of us. It was a wonderful day, and just to see the transfer of power and to be that close. Of course, then Bill Clinton was inaugurated on the west side of the Capitol. I think you know that most presidents had been inaugurated on the east side of the Capitol, and then the first president to be inaugurated on the west side was Ronald Reagan.
We are ready for our quiz, a multiple-choice quiz Lanny gives us every year. All right, Lanny.
All right, and five multiple-choice questions, each with escalating point value. Each one of you, of course, will have a chance to answer every question. And all of the questions this year deal with presidential middle names.
Oh, boy.
And it's interesting to note that many presidents did not have middle names. Here's the first question. 1 point, Larry, you have the first guess. Whose middle name was Milhouse? Was it A, Nixon, B, Fillmore, C, Polk, D, Monroe, or E, Ford?
Richard Nixon.
You say Nixon, then, John?
Yeah, he's correct.
All right, 1 point for each of you. Here's question two. John, you go first this time. Whose middle name was Wilson? Was it A, Reagan, B, Truman, C, Hoover, D, Carter, E, Buchanan?
Ronald Reagan.
You're going to say Reagan. And Larry?
I'll concur.
It is correct. It is,
yes,
Ronald Wilson,
yes,
Reagan. Question three. Larry has the first guess. Whose middle name was Allen? Was it A, Arthur, B, Garfield, C, Cleveland, D, Pierce, or E, Andrew Johnson?
I'm going to say Pierce.
You're saying Pierce. Franklin Allen Pierce is your guess. John, what do you say?
What are the choices again?
What are the choices for...
Again, the choices are Arthur, Garfield, Cleveland, Pierce, Andrew Johnson.
Come on, John.
I'm going to go with Andrew Johnson.
Well, it is, you're both incorrect. Chester A. Arthur, that is Chester Allen Arthur. All right, it's question four, and we're tied at three apiece. Question four, whose middle name was Baines? A, Hayes, B, Buchanan, C, Pierce, D, Lyndon Johnson, E, Truman. John?
That would be D, Lyndon Baines Johnson.
And I'll concur.
All right, so we're tied at six. Going into the final question, boy, can you just, the drama, can you just feel it this morning? here's question five. Larry has the first guess. Whose middle name was Knox? Was it Grant, McKinley, Polk, Taft, or Clinton? Larry?
I'm going to say it was Ulysses S. Grant, so that wouldn't work. I'm going to say, what was the second president?
McKinley.
I'll say McKinley.
All right, John.
It's your chance to win, John.
Did you say Polk was one of the possibilities?
That was one of the choices.
I'm going to go with Polk.
You are right. James K. Polk. James Knox Polk. And congratulations, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. John Shumway has eked out a decisive 11-6 win in the 2019 KDKA presidential quiz, heard only on...
KDKA
your voice
radio.
Of freedom.
Yes, the voice of freedom. And Lanny, because of that win, John is committing to come visit your class in the fall.
No, he doesn't. He hasn't. He didn't sound not that committed to it. So,
Lanny, I will come speak to your class in the
fall. As long as he can wear his PennDOT fluorescent vest.
And
when
my hat.
Speaks. Lanny, you doing all right?
Driving the KDK TV mobile lab, right?
Weather lab, exactly.
That's correct. So everything going good for you?
It is going very well. Thanks, guys, for asking me to do this.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. We appreciate you, and happy President's Day to you.
And to you guys. Thank you.
Lanny Fratteri on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.